Live from the city that works.
I said it before and I'll say it again.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
On 720 WGN.
My daughter-in-law, Lauren, just graduated from Northern Illinois and is loving her chosen profession. She's a nurse at Children's. And, you know, it's no surprise because NIU is putting out great people every day. And we're a fan of the new Prez. Can I still call you new Prez?
Sure. Call me that.
New president.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And is it like newlywed for 2 years? What's the story with college presidents? Is it you're new forever?
Or? Forever. We're always.
Okay. As long as it's working, right?
Yeah.
That's all. Northern Illinois University President Doug Baker's here. Who are your wing folks today? Who did you convince to come out in the rain with you?
Well, I've got our student editor of our newspaper, and her name's Kelly Bauer.
Right.
And Kelly's a great student. She's a junior at the university and wants to be a war correspondent.
That's amazing. Good for you, Kelly.
Yeah, she
good
said she's going to be in Springfield.
Well, that probably is. You know what?
It's a great way to get your feet
wet. If we could limit the battles to Springfield, I'd be just fine with that.
Yeah.
So at least somebody be fighting.
No, I'm really proud of her. She's a great journalist.
That's a great story. Who is your photographer here?
This is Paul Palin. Paul's from our media services and is one of our great people that writes wonderful stories about the university.
All right. So last time you were here, it was on the verge of the bowl. Didn't quite end the way we wanted, but still a great season. Now we're moving on into the mentoring phase of the Baker years.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for you from your former school to here and beyond. You think this is a big key to the future, I'm sure, right?
I really do. You know, we need to prepare our students to be successful, not just to get to graduation, but what they do with their careers and their lives after that. And to get through school, you need some help. You need people reaching back, mentoring you.
What's the difference between a mentoring situation and an internship?
A mentoring situation would be one in our design where you could either have a peer mentor, like an upper class person, a senior or junior, helping a freshman or a sophomore, helping them figure out how to navigate the university, what kinds of courses to take, what kinds of activities to be involved in, whether to join the Northern Star newspaper and become its editor,
sure,
and have those great experiences. And then an internship would be where you would go actually work in a public or private sector organization and tie that in with what you're studying. And we find that hands-on, real-time experience is the single biggest predictor of getting a job and being successful when you're out.
I think we talked about this last time you were in, but where do you fall on the side of the paid versus unpaid internships from a college perspective?
I am a big fan of paid, and it turns out the students are. When I ask them, do you want to work for free or for money?
They're funny like that?
They're funny like that.
Yeah.
It's a funny thing. Now, I think you can get great experiences, but a paid internship often shows the commitment between the employer and the student, so they're really doing good stuff. They're not just, you know, doing menial.
Even if it's a stipend to cover parking or lunch or whatever.
It helps. Every piece helps.
Sure.
And you know, all students today are facing some challenges with the budget.
President Baker is going to be working a couple of events today. You're at the City Club Chicago Forum. There's a reception at 11:30 and an NIU Executive Leadership Forum conference later. You're doing a lot of public work. You're getting out there. You're meeting people. You're still relatively new to town. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been really warmly welcomed. We've got a couple hundred thousand alumni in the area,
yeah,
and that's a huge resource for us to draw on for these internships and
right,
mentoring programs, for example. We've held a number of workshops with our alumni and students coming together, and invariably the alumni say, give us more. We want to reach out and help the students.
And that's one thing that if you've got a kid going into college and you're thinking, well, my knucklehead kid doesn't know what they want to do tomorrow. They're not going to know what they want to do next year or the year after that. It always helps to get, and this is one thing I've had to adjust to as a parent. I don't know if you went through this, but I generally think that my advice is always good.
Yeah.
And your kid gets to a point where they've heard your advice for a long time, so they could hear similar or exactly the same advice, but if it's coming out of somebody else's mouth that's not you, it tends to be heard. Same experience?
Same experience. And well, that's really what you want, though. You want
you do, absolutely.
You want your young chicks to be able to fly and fly away and actually be better than you are.
Right.
And that's what we're aiming at. A good teacher is someone who helps their student become better than they are.
And no matter how good a listener your kid may be, the sound and tone of your voice has been in their head for a long time.
For a long time.
Sometimes they just need a fresh perspective from somebody. So, in other words, encourage mentoring, parents. Don't be threatened by it.
Oh, absolutely. And the people that are mentoring our students are people in disciplines that our students are going into careers, and the parents may not have an expertise in that.
President, I wanted to ask you also, too, I mean, social media now, I'm sure most of your alerts, your messages are all going across social media, and I have cousins in college, and I'm always saying, you know, watch the pictures, don't put anything up that would embarrass you later on in life. And sometimes they listen, and sometimes they don't, speaking of listening.
And then they learn a lesson.
Right. So, I mean, are you seeing that, though, more? Obviously, Facebook, Twitter, it's just, you know, taken off, and that's probably how you get most of your messages across these days, too.
Yeah, we do. And it's an interesting thing to try and manage, because if something happens, the Twitter lines go crazy before the real facts are out there. And so you have to stay on top of it. In fact, we've looked at our policies around Twitter and Facebook this year so that we can get information out and get ahead. So bad information doesn't get out. So we're trying to really manage that.
Yeah, and it really comes down to social media, all well-intended though it is for the most part, not all of it is, but those who invent social media, who saw it the way the Facebook people did, would, you know, I keep in mind, Zuckerberg was a nerd who didn't have a lot of friends, who didn't know how to be socially interactive with people, and he wanted to invent something where you could safely interact with people and share whatever you have for a small group. Because in 2004, when Facebook started, it was just for colleges. You had to have a college ID. It was the only way you could get onto Facebook. Now your grandma's on Facebook and her grandmother. Everybody's on Facebook. So it is a little bit out of control. And I think, President Baker, it comes down to, you know, buyer beware. And, you know, you got to don't believe everything you read and don't put up everything you hear as soon as you hear it.
Absolutely. And you know, I find Facebook actually is changing. What you just said is right. Your mother and your grandmother's on it. And I see students drifting away from Facebook now just because they want their mom to friend them.
What's bigger on campus, Instagram or Twitter?
What do you think, Kelly? Instagram or Twitter? She's going to say Twitter, I think.
Yeah, you think so? Because I hear a lot of Instagram. I mean, Instagram's huge.
Yeah, it is growing. It's coming on. Absolutely.
So, all right. Well, let's get back to the mentoring thing here for a second, because along with the TV and radio stuff you're doing, as I said, I'm a fan, and I think you're doing a great job of getting the word out.
Thanks.
But for somebody who doesn't go to NIU, because one of my school's mentoring program sucks. What do you suggest? What do you suggest for anybody listening, a kid that needs a mentor?
Well, you can proactively go out and get them. You can go to your department chair and say, hey, I want a mentor, and hopefully they'll hook you up with one. Or you can probably go to your student services area, and there are advisors for students. We currently have a great advising program, and all of our students have an advisor. But we want to go beyond that at our university with student mentors and alumni mentors who can really help shape a student's perspective of the future and where they're going. You know, one other thing we find from the internships, the students gain a great deal of experience in those hands-on, real-life experience that integrates the learning in the classroom, but they develop a network. They understand the social fabric out there. And so I suspect your daughter had some of that in her nursing program. She learned,
my daughter-in-law. My daughter has done that through her situation. She works with kids with autism, and my son is, you know, experienced some of that now and building his network.
And really, those connections are going to help you get out there. You've got the content knowledge. You've got the experience so you can actually apply it and be effective in your job. And then you've got people who know how good you are.
Yeah, and if you impress someone, you impress the people they know as well, because you've given them a story to tell about you.
Absolutely.
So, all right, if anybody listening, because of the power and the reach not just of this program, but of you'll see this radio station, they go, man, I'd love to get a hold of President Baker and just see if we could do something at our school here or there. Do you give out any secrets that you're cooking up out at NIU?
Well, one secret I've got is that not only are we recruiting freshmen out of high schools right now, but we're working closely with the community colleges in this state.
Okay.
And I think our community college system's strong. We have great community colleges, and the students that come out of them are good. And so we've been reaching out to the community colleges and seeing how we can strengthen that articulation relationship and ease the transition from community colleges into the four-year schools.
Sure.
And boy, I must say the community college has been very welcoming. Every school I've been to, people have said, great, thanks for coming, let's do it. Let's hook up and do the right thing for the students.
So the academic community gets along fairly well, as
I think
a general
it does.
Statement.
I think it does. We're trying hard.
Yeah. And by the way, the recruiting of the college, the community college types, what do you like in the parking lot with who needs a four-year degree? Ah, who needs one? Who needs a four-year degree? Who needs a grad school degree? Huh? Who needs one? That kind of thing. I mean, you're a very interactive guy.
I'm not quite that way, but I will say we've been to a few community colleges and said, hey, would you like to come down and see the best football team in the state play? And so we'll take some Husky buses to the community college and bring them in for a football game and then show them the rest of the university and all the great programs.
Sell it, Prez. Sell it. That's all I'm saying.
Go for it.
NIU.edu. There you go. Is that like ILL, INI, NIU.edu?
ILL, INI.
President Baker, thank you. Good luck today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I hope to see you again.
Yeah, of course you will. You're always welcome here. 728. More in a moment on the Steve Cochran Show, number 108, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN.
Now the Steve Cochran Show continues, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on 720 WGN.
You know, I was talking about Scott Hamilton earlier. How much fun would it be if you had Scott Hamilton do the Final Four in hockey? Take him off figure skating, have him call hockey instead.
Great.
Right?
Yeah.
I like Scott Hamilton.
It'd be more descript.
Dramatic power plays.
Mm-hmm. And twizzles.
Fantastic. Emotional slap shots. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't work. Hey, our friend from the world of the great pata cake is here, Abby Walters. And Abby, tell everybody what you do for a living, because you know, we know the folks at Midwestern University now a little bit.
I work in the admissions office at Midwestern.
And one of the schools there is the dental school, and it's a really cool story there of what's kind of started from just an idea and what's turned into a great way for people to get dental care.
It has come to fruition. So we have the clinic that's open in Downers Grove. So anybody can go and receive care at about half the cost.
It's amazing.
Yep.
And these are kids that are going to be dentists that have, you know, gone through tons of training and faculty advisors. I mentioned the other day, and I could be slightly off on this, but I'm told there's up to 28 people working on you at any time. Maybe one for each tooth, depending on how many teeth you have.
I don't think so.
Oh, that's not
but
accurate?
Maybe, okay. Maybe. Oh, no, there's fine. Two students. They work in pairs. So, but yeah, it's a great, beautiful, beautiful facility.
All new stuff.
Absolutely, yeah, state okay. of the art.
So congratulations tonight, everybody out there at Midwestern University and Midwestern University Dental. Now, if you go to facebook.com/WGNPataCake, you will see quite a creation, Abby.
Thank you.
Quite a creation. Some great photographs. Where are some of the places you took the fruitcake so far?
Oh, the fruitcake's been on dates. We hang out at home a lot. You probably noticed fruitcake has to drink a lot of alcohol, you know, not so sure. It doesn't get moldy.
Needs to be pickled.
Yeah, it went to my hometown, so it went to Rushville this past weekend.
You got a shot of the fruitcake reading the Rushville Times
yes,
newspaper.
Yes, yeah, yeah, I get
it's
that every
It's good to see
Wednesday.
That he doesn't get all of his information online.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a shot of the fruitcake actually imbibing a bit. Uh-huh. Now, but you had an offer of somebody wanted to take the fruitcake to Mardi Gras?
Yes, that's true. Yep, he wanted to take it. Actually wanted me to make a duplicate, if Mike is listening. He wanted me to make a duplicate cake, and he wanted to keep it top secret and take the cake to Mardi Gras and take some pictures.
Several questions have come up from commenters on the photographs. Is it a fruitcake or a he or a she? Have you been able to determine?
Well, it's Pat.
Exactly. But that was a take on SNL. So Pat,
sure,
you don't
Pat.
Know.
It's Pat.
I sometimes refer to him as a him.
Right.
But the name Pat, it could go either way.
Now, you've taken the fruitcake. And again, for people who don't know what we're talking about here, this is an actual fruitcake made by Anne's...
My mother-in-law.
Your mother-in-law. And I think this started with Buck back in the old days. Producer Steve Buckman, where we decided the fruitcake is something that nobody really wants, but you take it. So why not give one out every year, and then you'd have to keep it all year and take it on vacation and take pictures. You were the winner this year, and you're taking it traveling. You're taking it everywhere, but you did take it on a date.
I did.
And was it a blind date?
It was a Match.com date.
Yeah.
So the guys.
Yes.
So How'd that go?
The guy's nervous. He's
they never saw it. I did it before he arrived. But no, people look at me very, very strangely when I bust out the cake. I posted on my own Facebook page this morning. I think somebody wanted to sit next to me on the train.
No.
And I was in my own little world, so I had the cake next to me, getting ready to snap a photo, and I'm sure I got a very strange look. And then nobody wanted to make eye contact with me. It's so very awkward.
You were the crazy lady on the train today. Yep.
Also, Steve, when I emailed her to see if she wanted to come on, and she said, we can come to the studio. We should be early based on the train schedule. We're excited to see you all again.
Do you feel like she's maybe at too close an attraction to the cake at this point?
We're a package deal.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, if you take me, you take the cake.
That's right.
Yes.
Take the cake.
So if you go to Pat a Cake, you can like the Facebook page. And where else are you planning on taking it this
year? So in March, we're going to be going to San Antonio and then Vegas.
You know, San Antonio and Vegas can be very hot. How will you protect the cake, when you get into those high temperatures?
Oh, I think he'll be fine.
Okay.
Do you have to buy a plane ticket for the cake?
How do you travel with the cake?
Cake will go in my bag.
But also,
so he should
pack
be fine.
It or is it a carry-on?
It'll be a carry-on.
Oh,
security stopped you?
I haven't gone through the TSA yet, but hopefully they are.
Watch
hopefully they're
crazy.
Gentle. Beep, hopefully beep, they're beep. Gentle.
Gotta get
no body cavity searches.
Hopefully
on the
not.
Cake. On the cake.
On the cake.
On the cake. Yeah.
No, but she wants to bring it to Cubs opening day.
Yes.
Yeah, so, we can get that done. We can absolutely get that done.
That would be great.
Yeah. Yeah. So we.
I was a little concerned.
Yeah, because we're doing a live show from
Captain
Morgan's.
Fabulous.
On that morning, so you have to come out to the live show.
Get you in the park. Anyway. My girlfriend and I we have our tickets and we're ready to go.
You'll find that if you don't need tickets, you've made my life a lot easier.
We don't have tickets.
Oh, you don't
have
tickets yet.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Then we'll just take the cake. The Cubs opening day, I'm pretty sure will be a sellout. After that, seats may not be as big a problem. But on opening day, we'll be out there, so we're happy to have the cake with us.
Awesome.
Mostly you, but the cake as well.
That's great.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you.
So if people want to go to your Facebook page, I'm sorry, to the cake's Facebook page again, what is the address?
It's WGN Pat A Cake, and you can also find him or her on Twitter at WGN Pat A Cake.
I used to say if you don't uphold the carrying of the cake for the year, it would go to the second person. I don't see any chance you're going to let this cake not have anything but a great year.
That's right.
So pictures of the Steve Cochran Show fruitcake. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. So it's a gray, rainy morning. It's a perfect day for you to like the Facebook
page. That's right.
Also, the cake has eyes and arms and legs and a mouth.
And a mouth and a nose. And he had to get a little facelift over the weekend. He was falling apart a little bit, so he had to be redone.
Is it going to be okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
he's good. Okay. He's good.
Spackle. Yeah. It's the key to everything. Hang around if you like. 7:53. Back with more in a moment on 720 WGN. Orion Samuelson knew Jim Dowdle, but I believe he was your second boss, wasn't he?
At least, yeah. Yeah, I think he was probably my third or fourth boss. Yeah.
So Dowdle worked here at the Tribune Company for a very long time, if I know the story. Didn't he come in as a sales guy?
Came in, I think, as a print salesperson. And then moved into the broadcasting side. And Jim was a big man. I can't remember if he played college ball, but he was tall and he was broad-shouldered and a big man. But I liked his sense of humor and also his interest in things beyond sports and broadcasting. Summertime, he would always want to be alerted when the sweet corn was going to be ready. And I'd see him in the cafeteria, and he'd check me every time he saw me to see when that was going to be available. And every once in a while, he'd say, hey, I saw this at the meat counter. What about the price of beef, or what about the price of pork? He did have an interest, but he was always cordial and always pleasant, and it really wasn't a boss-employee relationship. It was, we're in this together.
It would, as you said, become vice president and general manager of the radio station for quite some time.
He was.
And during that period where GN was far and away the
number one
station in the country, half the radios in the city and around the country would be tuned in every day.
For the number one station in Milwaukee.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah, we were.
How about that? Dowdle lived a good life. He had some congestive heart failure issues at the end of his life, but passed with family and friends and and well thought of amongst the folks that have been around here for a while. So I just want to make sure you had an opportunity to remember him.
I do, and of course, he and I were the same age, and so we shared that, too. I forget his birthday, but both born in 34, so we would share that. But
it's funny when you see something in a obit or memorial where you talk about him being a fancy dresser. There was a time here, when everybody wore ties on the air, didn't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't show up in flip-flops and shorts.
Right, or coaches wear, which I, of course, sport daily. Right. All right, well, Mr. Dowdle, best to your family and friends. And,
yes.
And just a few words from Orion there. Thank you, sir.
Okay.